ಓಕೆ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ನಾವು ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮೀಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮಂಜರೀಸ್ ಹೂ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ದ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ರಾಧಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ವಿಲ್ ಸೀ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಶೀಲಜೀವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ. Now the first day when I said about Sanatana Goswami, I said that there were three brothers. Who are they? Sanatana?
Sanatana,
Rupa,
Pallava.
Actually Anupama. Anupama. Their childhood name was Vallabh, Amar and Santosh. These three brothers, you know, like how their parents are Kumar Dev and Revati Devi. And you also know that how these Goswamis, they grew up, they were very scholarly, then they worked under a Muslim ruler,
Nawab Hussain Shah.
And then after that, how Sanatana Goswami was imprisoned and he escaped. Then Rupa Goswami also escaped. They all went to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, yeah. So these two Goswamis, they, you saw how they, at that time when Rupa Goswami was going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami was imprisoned. Are you able to come to the point where
yes.
I am coming? Huh? Are you able to follow? So this, yeah. So the third brother, his name was Vallabh. And actually the time when Sanatana, Rupa and Anupam, they met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he kept his lotus feet on their head. Such a nice blessing, isn't it? The Lord had kept his lotus feet on the head of these three Goswamis. At that time, Anupam, the third brother, his son is Jiva Goswami. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are you able to follow what I'm saying? The third one is Rupa, Sanatana, Anupama. These names they got from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu named them as Rupa, Sanatana and Anupam. Oh, this Anupam's son was Jiva. He was a very small child at the time when Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami met the Lord. When they met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time Jiva Goswami was a very small child. So he was just looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was seeing that his uncles, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, become his uncles, no? So they were talking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was looking at them and he got so attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From that day onwards, anything, whatever his thought was only on the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was always thinking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mind all the time. After some time, when Rupa Goswami and Anupama, they went to Jagannath Puri. In the way, Anupam, he left his body and he went back to the spiritual world. He was a great devotee of Lord Rama. Okay, Anupam was a great devotee of Lord Rama and he left his body, he went to the spiritual world. Now, this Jiva, as I said, when he heard that his father left his body, he was very sad. Naturally, every child feels very bad, isn't it, when the father leaves. Why? Not only because he was his father, not only because of the relationship, also because he was a great Vaishnava. Vaishnava means a person who takes the names of the Lord. So he was very sad at heart. But at the same time, always he wanted to see his uncles. They lived in Vrindavan. Now you know, na, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were living in Vrindavan. So he was always thinking, when will that day come? When will I see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When will that day come? When will I meet Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami? When I will be with them? He was not like an ordinary child, you know, like normally we see children just playing around or doing all these things, na? All the normal things the children do. He never did all those things. His mind was constantly meditating on only one thing. When will I see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When will I be with Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami? And just thinking of this, you know what he used to do? He used to make beautiful deities. He used to carve deities. You know what is the meaning of carving?
Yes.
Yeah. So he used to make deities. So he made deities of Krishna and Balaram. Very small boy. He used to make deities of Krishna and Balaram. And what he used to do, he used to worship them with, he used to put them, he used to make all the things that was necessary to worship the deities. He used to make the bhoga, he used to offer garlands to the deities. He was a small child like you, Jiva Goswami. His only meditation was on the Lord. Only bhakti was his only goal. Nothing else. He didn't like to play like the other children or do some time pass. He was only thinking like, how can I serve the Lord? And he was making garlands. But you know, at the same time, always he was crying. Always he was crying. Why? Because he wanted to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Krishna himself. He was always meditating, when will I see the Lord? When will I get this association? And that time he was just, one day he was crying so much, he couldn't sleep the whole night. Whole night he couldn't sleep, and ultimately in the end of the night, somehow by Krishna's mercy he fell asleep. And that time he had a wonderful dream. You all have dreams, isn't it? But he had a very wonderful dream. You know what he saw in his dream? Before sleeping, the whole day he was just thinking, oh Sri Advaita Acharya, oh Sri Nityananda, oh Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when will you give your mercy to me? This was the only prayer he had the whole day. So in the night, he saw a wonderful dream. In what was in his dream? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in his dream. With his long hair. You have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's picture?
Yeah.
See this. This is one of the pictures. Of course, here we don't see this. In between, he is there. These deities are there in America, in Laguna Beach. There's a beach, Laguna Beach in California. Over there, these deities are there, Panchatattva deities. So, in that, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came in his dream. It's so beautiful, wearing his dhoti, yellow dhoti, and you know, full of garlands, and you know, long. His hands were so long. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hands would extend to his knees, and he was very tall and very beautiful. The shine that was coming out from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just imagine if thousands of moons rise together, what would be the shine? That was more than that, was a shine that was coming out from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So beautiful he was. He is called as a golden avatar. So Sri Chaitanya, this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In between you can see both the hands raised like this. Both his hands are raised. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This he wanted to see. He is Krishna himself. So this he saw not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And not only that, he saw thousands of people going behind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the thousands of people were singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So all of them he saw in his dream, and he was so happy. But after some time the dream broke. I mean, everyone disappeared. He got up and again he started crying, because he saw the Lord. Now the Lord disappeared. Again he started crying. So then what happened? Again by Krishna's mercy, he fell asleep. And this time when this all happened at the same time, he slept again. And that time he saw his beautiful deities, Krishna Balaram. Not only that, he saw actual Krishna and Balaram. They came in his dream. Krishna with his beautiful... See, yeah, Krishna always wears a yellow color dhoti. It is called Pitambar. What it is called?
Pitambar.
Yeah. So, it's even Krishna is called Pitambara Dhari. Okay. So, he wore his beautiful peacock feather and his flute and all, you know, wearing nice garlands. Lord Krishna came in his dream. Not only Lord Krishna, with Krishna, Balram ji also came. Balram ji is the elder brother of Krishna. He was wearing blue garments. So he was wearing blue garments, he was wearing yellow garments, and Balram ji was wearing flesh flower garlands. Garments and garlands, don't confuse. Are you able to follow what I am saying? He was wearing blue dhoti. Balram ji, who was wearing blue dhoti?
Balram.
Who was wearing yellow dhoti?
Krishna.
And so this beautiful form, Jiva, he saw in his dream. And after some time, in the same dream, he saw Krishna converting himself into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Yay!
And he also saw Balram ji converting himself into Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki.
Yes.
So this is such a beautiful dream he saw, isn't it? Because he was only thinking of Krishna, no, nothing else. He was saying, when will I see the Lord? When will I see the Lord? When will I see the Lord? That was his desperate desire. And he saw this beautiful dream in his And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Jiva that I entrust you, that is, I give you, I make you as a disciple of Nityananda. Nityananda was standing next to him. So he told. And Nityananda told to Jiva that you should always worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he got up from his dream. What a beautiful dream, isn't it? And then he thought, now let me go and meet Nityananda Prabhu. And at home, his parents will not allow him to go. His parents, in the sense, his mother was there. His father, you know, he expired. His mother, naturally, a small child is not allowed to go out, isn't it? So then he told her that I am going to a native place. But you don't want this. You should never speak lies to your parents. He told lies because he wanted to meet the Lord. But you should never speak lies to your parents. Always be honest. And Krishna will love you. Okay? If you want Krishna to love you, always be honest, truthful, respect elders. So this this Jiva Goswami, he went and sat in a boat and he told to the boatman, please take me to Navadvip. Navadvip is Nava means nine, Dvipa means islands. So Navadvipa consists of nine islands. Navadvip is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. Are you able to follow what I am saying? So he said, take me to Navadvip Islands. So they went to Navadvip Islands. He went to Navadvip Islands. Over there, Nityananda Prabhu was there. So Nityananda, when he came to know Jiva Goswami, he came and he offered his obeisances to Nityananda. And he took the feet of Nityananda and he kept it on his head. He kept it on his head of Nityananda's. Okay? If you just please Nityananda Nityananda Prabhu, it's more than enough. So he... Jiva Goswami, then Nityananda, what he did, he took Jiva Goswami, and there was also one devotee called Shivas Chakur. So they all went and showed Jiva Goswami all the nine islands of Navadvip. They all went in a parikrama. It's called parikrama. When you go around, it is called parikrama. So you do parikrama, no, to the temple. Whenever you go to the temple, you go around the deities, no? That is called, you do small parikramas. When you do the whole dham, holy place, then it is called bigger parikrama. Fine. So this Jiva Goswami, he went to all the nine islands, and Nityananda Prabhu, he showed each and every place what pastimes happened. And at many places, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come in front of them and he give them blessings. Are you able to follow what I am saying?
Yes.
Are you able to follow? Yes. So should I continue?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Jiva Goswami, they also went to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there. Jiva Goswami was not able to get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Means because he had ended his pastimes by that time. So Jiva Goswami went to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother, she is Sachi Mata. What is her name?
Sachi Mata.
Does anyone remember the father of Chaitanya? Yeah, who said? Yes, Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi are the parents of Chaitanya. So, like how Chaitanya is Krishna himself, the same way Sachi Mata is Yashoda and Jagannath Mishra is Nanda Maharaj. Are you able to follow what I am saying? Vasudev, I said there is not much difference. That is just Vasudev Devaki also you can say. There is not much difference. It's not like our calculations. Like, oh, this they brought up, he, it's not like that. There's no difference. So then, Sachi Mata was there, and the wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Priyaji, she was also there. She is Lakshmi herself. So she was also there. And the moment Jiva Goswami came to their house, Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya, although they were feeling the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were feeling sad because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there now. So they were feeling the separation, but still when they saw Jiva, they saw the devotees, Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya cooked prasadam, they cooked bhoga, they offered to Krishna and they gave it to Jiva. Just imagine getting prasad from the mother of the Lord and from the wife of the Lord. What a blessing, isn't it? So Jiva got those, he took the prasad, and not only that, Vishnu Priyaji and Sachi Mata also put their lotus feet on the head of Jiva Goswami. What a blessing, no? From blessings from all the great devotees. Then after that, Jiva Goswami, he started growing up, and then Nityananda Prabhu told him that you go to Vrindavan now. to see Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Now his dream was going to be fulfilled. He wanted to go to meet Rupa and Sanatana, no, all the time. When will I meet Chaitanya? When will I be with my uncles? This was his only dream. So, this was his only dream. So that is why Nityananda said you go to Vrindavan, but before going to Vrindavan, you go to Varanasi. And in Varanasi, you learn all the scriptures and all from Madhusudan Vachaspati. From him you learn all the scriptures and shastras, and then you go to Vrindavan. So the way Nityananda Prabhu said, he obeyed all the orders, and then Jiva Goswami went to Vrindavan. He went and offered his obeisances to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And he, since Sanatana Goswami was senior, he requested him to give him initiation. Initiation means accepting someone as your student, as your disciple. Guru-Sishya relationship. That forms from a process called initiation. So Jiva Goswami said, you please accept me as your student, to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami said, you accept initiation from Rupa Goswami. So then he did that. So he went and requested Rupa Goswami to give him initiation. Rupa Goswami, he wanted to make Jiva Goswami. Actually, Jiva Goswami was a very pure devotee. But still, Rupa Goswami was a little strict. So he, until and unless he was confirmed that Jiva Goswami is worth to take initiation, he didn't give him. So he made him do all services, menial services. Like, what was the deity of Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami. Yes, yeah. Radha Govinda. Very good. So Govinda was the deity of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, he made Jiva Goswami worship the deity. Not only that, he used to give him all services. Jiva Goswami used to make garlands for the deities. He used to clean the dishes. He used to do all the services. And also, I said that, Rupa Goswami used to write on the palm leaves with those particular pencils were there. Not the pens which we have now. We had that particular, the leaves had to be made in such a way that they had to be preserved for years. So such a type of leaf, in that you have to carve the handwriting actually. That is how the scriptures are preserved. So Jiva Goswami's seva was, he used to make those leaves, and also he used to make those pencils for Rupa Goswami. So this way he was serving Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was very happy with the service, and at last he gave him initiation. Okay, he made him his student. So see, although he was such a great devotee, but still Rupa Goswami did not make him his student fast. Then after this, there were two incidences. There was a person called Rup Narayan. He thought he was very scholar. He used to go to everyone, and he was Digvijay Pandit. He used to take a paper, he used to go to everyone, and he used to see that everyone becomes, loses in front of him. He wanted to make everyone a loser. So he used to get a signature from everyone. Yes, yes, you are a Digvijay Pandit. Means he made many people lose, but he was very proud of that. Are you able to follow what I am saying? He was a Digvijay Pandit. He wanted to prove that he is the only scholar everywhere. So then finally he came to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami said that we don't want, oh, you are a scholar? Yes, yes, you are a scholar. They were so humble, they didn't want to waste time in fighting with him. Doing some debate with him. So that is why they said, yes, yes, you are a scholar. So if you say you are a scholar, take this Vijay Patra. In this Vijay Patra, you sign that you are defeated. He told them. They just signed. Rupa Goswami said, I am defeated from you. Sanatana Goswami also said, yes, I am defeated from you. So this person thought, now only Jiva Goswami is remaining. Now let me get the Vijay, this thing from Jiva Goswami also. So he went to Jiva Goswami and he said, see, your uncles have already been defeated by me. Now you are only remaining to be defeated from me. So then Jiva Goswami got angry. He said, my uncles are defeated by you. So then Jiva Goswami, what did he do? He had a debate with them. You know what is the meaning of debate?
Yes, competition.
Yeah, competition, arguments on scriptures. What we do is, in school we have our topics, but this was on scriptures. So then for 7 days, Jiva Goswami and that Rup Narayan, they had a debate. And finally who won?
Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami won. Very good. So Jiva Goswami won, and then Rupa Narayan was defeated, he went away. And Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami came to know that Jiva Goswami defeated Rup Narayan. So what happened? Jiva Goswami, when he came to Rupa Goswami, it was not that Jiva Goswami was not like this to show that, oh, I have won this debate. Rupa Goswami said, what is this nonsense? Why did you waste time with that person? We never waste time with mundane mundane scholars. That is who pose that they are scholars who are very proud. So then actually Jiva Goswami, he didn't wanted to do this debate to fight or to prove his scholarship. He did this to preserve the dignity of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Are you able to follow what I am saying?
Yes.
He wanted to prove that there is no one as great as Rupa Goswami and Sanatana. He did it is as a savior for his gurus. But still Rupa Goswami said that if you are proud, you can. He was not proud. He wanted to prove that his teachers are scholars. But because he wasted, Rupa Goswami punished him. What you and I would do? Are we wanted to keep your name and you are giving us punishment. But Rupa Goswami said, you cannot live in Vrindavan now. A person who is proud cannot live in Vrindavan. So then he said, you go away from Vrindavan. So Jiva Goswami did not say a word. If you and I were there, we would argue with the teacher. Hare, for you only we fought, no, what is this? But he never argued, he immediately went to Mathura. And he was fasting for days and crying. Why? Because, not because he got a punishment. He was crying because he was not getting the association of Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. He was not getting association of all the devotees. So he fasted for many days. He became so weak, fasting and just taking the names of the Lord. He became so weak. Once Sanatana Goswami, he went by that side. He saw how Jiva Goswami had become so weak. That is why he went and told Rupa Goswami that what is this? You forgot one of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Rupa Goswami was so humble. He said, which teaching did I forget? But then he said, Jiva Daya. That is, you have to be compassionate. That is, you have to be, you have a merciful to all the this thing, Jivas. So then Rupa Goswami understood that you have to be merciful to Jiva Goswami. So he called Jiva Goswami back to Vrindavan and they embraced him. And they had lots of tears in their eyes. Like this, one more debate was there. That is, there was Sri Vallabhacharya. He was a very senior devotee. And at that time, he came to meet Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was writing The Nectar of Devotion. Remember, I told that day, he was writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu book. So, he told Vallabhacharya, can you please help see if I have made any mistakes in this? Have I made any mistakes in this book? So then Vallabhacharya, he very humbly, he said, okay, I'll just take it. So he took the book and he went went by the side of the river. At that time, Jiva Goswami was there. So he introduced himself to Jiva and he said that, see, I saw the book of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami. And see, there are he showed some lines and he said, this line could have been like this. Are you able to follow what I am saying?
Yeah.
He said, there is some mistakes. Jiva Goswami said, mistakes in Rupa Goswami's handwriting? I mean, Rupa Goswami's work? So then, Jiva Goswami tried to prove how all the lines written by Rupa Goswami was absolutely right. There was no mistake. And Vallabhacharya agreed. Because the way he proved, it was right. So then Vallabhacharya came that day to Rupa Goswami's house and he said, please say this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Rupa Goswami said, what happened? Are you not helping me to edit the book? So then Vallabhacharya said, you have such a scholar disciple, Jiva Goswami. He is your student. If your student is so scholarly, then what mistakes can you make? So you can never make mistakes. You have done the most best work. So you please keep it. And he left the place. When Jiva Goswami came back, Rupa Goswami got very angry on him. This is not etiquette. This is not the behavior. You should not have this behavior towards seniors. So again, you are not eligible to stay in Vrindavan. Go away from Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami never argued. See, again, Jiva Goswami didn't want to show his scholarship. He wanted to prove that his guru's writings are correct. They are absolutely right. There is no mistake. It was not out of pride. Are you able to follow what I am saying? He was not proud. He wanted to show that his guru's writings are correct. But still he got a punishment for that and he accepted that punishment. And this time he went to a place called Nandaghat. In Nandaghat there was a place, a crocodile was residing there initially. A crocodile hole was there. So he went and stayed in that hole, and he did not eat, he did not drink, he did not sleep for days and days. So what happened? He developed ulcer in his stomach. He got and he became so weak, you know, he crunched. I mean, can you imagine? Already you see how the Goswamis are they very healthy or something? Very materially, do you feel they are something healthy, like they are so thin, you know? So this Jiva Goswami, and he would not eat. Maximum if some Brajavasis, the people of Vrindavan are called Brajavasis, if they would offer some atta, you know, or something, he would just mix it with water and he would just eat something like that for days, for sometimes if he would get something, or he would just stay like that. And then one day what happened, the Brajavasis, they met Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami was the guru of the entire area. So they told him that, see, one Swamiji, one guru is here, he is not eaten for so many days. So then Sanatana went and saw how weak Jiva Goswami had become. So again he went and pleaded to Rupa Goswami. He told that you have to do Jiva Daya again. So then Rupa Goswami said okay. So then at this time Jiva Goswami had become so weak he couldn't even come out of that crocodile hole. So Sanatana Goswami had to pull him from that crocodile hole, and then Jiva Goswami came out, and then gradually was following Rupa Goswami's teachings. And then Rupa Goswami also, in Rupa Goswami's pastime, I forgot to mention, this Radha Damodar deity is there. That deity was carved by Rupa Goswami. Radha Damodar. Damodar deity was carved by Rupa Goswami. And in that Radha Damodar temple only, the Giriraj Charan Shila is there. You remember Giriraj Charan Shila?
Yes, yes.
Who got that Giriraj Charan Shila? Very good. So Sanatana Goswami's Giriraj Charan Shila is there, Radha Damodar temple. In this Radha Damodar deity is carved by Rupa Goswami, and that deity he got the deity of Radha Govinda, but he carved Rupa, this thing, Damodar. And that Radha Damodar deity he gave it to Jiva Goswami to worship, and Jiva Goswami worshipped it very nicely. And not only that, once Akbar, all of you know Akbar, isn't it? Akbar came to see Jiva Goswami. Hearing the glories of Jiva Goswami, he came to see Jiva Goswami. He was so impressed by the shine coming out from Jiva Goswami. He was impressed by Jiva Goswami. He wanted to serve him. He said, how can I serve you? So then Jiva Goswami said that you please build the temples, you renovate the temples. So he helped in building many temples, like Radha Govinda temple and Radha Damodar temple and many other places. So Akbar himself, he was a Muslim, but still he helped. He was so impressed by Jiva Goswami. So he helped him building those temples. And then the literary contributions by Jiva Goswami, that is the writings. Jiva Goswami, first of all, he maintained a library. He built a big library in which he preserved all the writings of all the Goswamis. Of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. All these great, great devotees are there, no? Their writings and all he maintained in a big library. Not, and Jiva Goswami himself, you know how many verses he has written? 4 lakhs. 4 lakh shlokas he has written. Jiva Goswami. Such a great scholar. Huh? And he was so humble. He saw when he got punishment, he never said, hey, what is this? I fought for you and you are giving me punishment. Whatever his guru said, oh yes. He immediately observed the punishment, and Jiva Goswami wrote all these books. And he also, when he was there, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami left this planet. When they disappeared from this, they also went to the spiritual world naturally. Then after that, Jiva Goswami became the Acharya of the Vaishnava Sampradaya. And then he was ruling. The point is, Srila Prabhupada says, of all the philosophers, Jiva Goswami is the topmost philosopher. And Jiva Goswami is Vilasa Manjari in this thing, Krishna Leela. Srila Jiva Goswami ki.
Jai.